You are listening to Fire Shut Up In My Bones, and I'm so glad that you're able to tune in and listen to the Word of God. Please turn to the fourth chapter of the book of Matthew, and we will give our attention to the reading in verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit unto the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a-hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Let's pray. Dear God, forgive me of my sins. Please help me to articulate your message to these people and also me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Beloved, this was a blessing to me lately. Well, let me tell you something about my background. I am so used to trusting in the Word of God. Ever since I was little, my dad said, trust the Bible, trust the Bible, trust the Bible. Got into the junior boys. Tom preached to us. Trust the Bible, trust the Bible, trust the Bible. Became a teenager. Tom preached. My dad preached. Trust the Bible, trust the Bible. My brain has been saturated and programmed to trust the Word of God. And brethren, I'm here to tell you that it has not failed me. That's why in a secular college that I'm in now, I am so keen and quick to pick up on humanism and worldly philosophies that are opposite of the Word of God. I've been exposed to the Word of God so much that I am suspicious of anything that a professor, doctor, what have you, tries to throw at me. I can identify it as being something from the devil, trying to brainwash me. Humanism and all that good stuff, bad stuff, evolution, and false teachings. Now listen, the reason why this is such a blessing to me, I read this morning, and I've been thinking how I've been seeing so many Christians so fascinated and impressed with the latest quotes that some celebrity or professor quotes or post on social media. They're more fascinated with someone with a PhD or an MD or someone that's a licensed professional, a psychiatrist. They're so keen and listening to them, going to them for advice and not going in to the Word of God. And that's what I want to preach on today. What are you relying on? What is your source of living? Are you quoting idiots like Friedrich Nietzsche, who's burning in hell, whose philosophy led to the murder of a 14-year-old boy by Leob? Can't pronounce the other guy's name. I know it's spelled L-E-O-B. They listened to Friedrich Nietzsche, who thought that because they were smart, that the law didn't apply to them. So they killed their relative, 14-year-old relative. Okay, Hitler listened to him. Sigmund Freud, who thinks that rapes is just a figment of your imagination. Charles Darwin, what do you listen to? What do you put your trust in? If you're a Christian, and if you're a Christian father, and you're having meetings with your family, and you're quoting from worldly people, people that are not saved, and you put your trust in that, you're in trouble. You shouldn't do that. And the message I want to preach today is living on spiritual food. Living on spiritual food. I want you to notice with me, worldly things do not last forever. I'm talking about the philosophies of the world. Dr. Phil, the date expert, Oprah Winfrey, Sanjay Gupta, all these philosophers out there, psychiatrists out there, their way of thinking and thought process doesn't last forever. For one, they're the counsel of the ungodly. Whatever they're going to teach you is not going to last. It's not going to help. It's going to fail you. You know, some of you might be seeking a psychiatrist right now. I'm here to tell you that's a waste of time. You need to see, you need to go into a church. First of all, if you're not saved, you need to get saved and go into the Bible and find a pastor that you can trust that knows his Bible that can counsel you. But worldly things do not last forever. Worldly philosophy doesn't last forever. Man shall not live by bread alone, because physical needs does not last. This is a physical need. When we hunger, we eat, and then we're going to be hungry again. Whatever you need on this earth, we can get it, but it doesn't last. This is written, man shall not live by bread alone. It doesn't last. You're going to be eaten once again. Too many Christians I've seen are more fascinated, I'm going to repeat what I said, with living by worldly things, such as psychiatrists, licensed professionals, any worldly philosophy. Those types of things would never last, never satisfy, never help. I was watching a movie from 1962. James Stewart was in it. I forgot the title of the movie. I think it was So-and-So Goes on Vacation. But anyway, in it, it had one of his daughters that had a very bad child, breaking stuff in the house, throwing glasses, furniture. And James Stewart said, you need to get a hold of that kid. And his daughter said, the psychiatrist said, you can't spank him. Okay? Now, does that help? Does that last? Not spanking your children? The Bible says you have to spank your kids. Right? It only makes the issue worse. The kid's going to start beating up the parents if you don't get a hold of them. Okay? That's a side note. But those things don't last. They don't help. And they make things worse. Those types of things will never last because the influencer... I think I fast forward something. The influencer that blinded the minds of those people that I just mentioned, the psychiatrists, the doctors, those so-called smart people. Who blinded them? The devil blinded them. Okay? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world, that's the devil, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shall shine unto them. These so-called intellects, scientists, these evolutionists, these so-called intelligent, worldly philosophers, try to live by the world alone apart from God. The solution is drugs. The solution is counseling. The solution is this, that, and the other. The solution is the beer bottle. But for these people that I just mentioned earlier in this program, their solution is never God for them. They reject God. They are trying to live, even conservatives, they're trying to enjoy the benefits of living for the Lord and giving your life to the Lord without God. Freedom without God is not possible. Okay? So for you godless conservatives out there that love freedom, you can't have freedom without God. You can't be an atheist without God. By the way, this same communist that you don't like, I don't like them either. They're evil. They hate God. So a conservative, you hate God, but you have something in common with those that are trying to take away our freedom, the communists. The communists hate God. Remember that, okay? Those so-called intelligent worldly philosophers try to live a world alone apart from God. They seem smart. It seems like it works, but they'll never admit that God's way will work, just like that lady that didn't want to spank her kid. Guess what? They profess themselves to be wise. They become fools. Professing themselves to be wise to become fools. That's in Romans chapter 1:22. They think they're wise. Oprah Winfrey thinks she's wise. Dr. Phil thinks Dr. Phil's life is messed up, divorced. Oprah Winfrey, she's an idiot. She thinks that there isn't one way to heaven. The Bible says, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So she's wrong. And they think they're wise. But I'm here to tell you today, beloved, she's a fool. They're all idiots. What happens to these fools, though? What happens to people that follow them? Guess what? They lose just like the one who blinded them. The one who blinded them is the devil. And if they continue to follow after the one that blinded them and don't wake up, they're on their way to hell. In Matthew 25:41, it says, then shall he say also unto them, on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, the fallen angels. In Revelation 20, verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Okay, so the devil is going to be cast into the lake of fire. What did the devil do? I read it earlier. The devil blinded these people's minds and hearts. And those that follow the philosophy of the world, if they don't wake up, they're going to go straight into eternal hellfire. So it's not worth living by the bread of the world, the physical things of the world, the things that you think you need, okay? It's not necessary. What I'm trying to say, and what I'm trying to make a hard point is, my Christian brethren, I'm not bragging. I've been seeing this too much. They're more fascinated with quotes and books and so-called psychiatrists and philosophers more than they are with the Bible. That's a problem. And that's why they're making so many dumb mistakes and leading their family to the wrong direction, and their family's all messed up because they're avoiding the Word of God. And I'm seeing it at first hand. I've seen it. Okay, that's why I'm preaching this, man. That's why God lays on my heart. That's why the worldly philosophy doesn't last. That was the point I made. So God of the world, this world, yeah, they go to hell. It is not worth living by the bread of this world. Not only is it not worth living by the bread of the world, but you will not be happy. Psalms 1:1 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." Young man that's born again, you ask Jesus to save you and take you to home to heaven when you die, that you believe in Jesus Christ, you have no business quoting some sinful person like Friedrich Nietzsche, Hitler, or any of those people, and support that. We can quote them, but it should be in a negative sense. If Hitler said something, like when he said you can turn, make hell look like paradise and paradise look like hell. Look, you can quote that and say, hey, lying is wicked, something like that. But you can't go up there, Friedrich Nietzsche said, and everyone's, oh, he's so smart. Friedrich Nietzsche's an idiot. Any person that doesn't support the words of God is a fool. Okay, and I'm talking willingly unsupport, not support the Bible. There are people there that fight the word of God. They just fight it. They will never come to the knowledge of the truth. Profess themselves to be wise and never come into the knowledge of the truth. Those types of people, they're fools. Point number two. All right, so the first point was worldly things don't last forever. So that's why it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Guys, don't live after worldly things. Okay? The philosophy of the world, it doesn't last. Okay? Hopefully I got that point in there. Point number two. Live by the word of God. It says here, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hold on 1 second. This, my notes, they just got erased. Okay, it's back. Beloved, this is one of the most important things in our life next to salvation. We get saved. Now we pray to God, we talk to God, and he talks to us through his word, through the preaching. Our lives must be established by every word of our almighty God, Jesus Christ. Not worldly wisdom. Do you think quoting Friedrich Nietzsche or Sigmund Freud impresses God? Quoting Charles Darwin and all these reprobates, you think that impresses God? Let me tell you something. If you think that impresses God, you're wrong. In 1 Corinthians 3:19, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. God is not impressed. I'm not impressed. Some people try to impress me. Friedrich Nietzsche said that. I'm supposed to be impressed with that. I'm more impressed with the words of the eternal Father, which is in heaven, than these idiots that are in hell today. For it is written, he taketh the wise in the own craftiness. God is not impressed. We must take the word of God with the most importance and live by them. Let me see how much time I have because I have to go back to work. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I got 9 more minutes. All right. Let me try to make this quick. Job 23:12. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Look at the importance that Job places on the word of God. I'm here to ask you today, do we as Christians put a high importance on the word of God, or are we more impressed with the philosophy of the world? Oh man, Drake or Dr. Dre said something, these rappers back in the day, they said something that made a lot of sense. 50 Cent said something that made a lot of sense. I'm more impressed with that than the things of God. That is foolish, and you're setting yourself up. Okay? And the problem is, guys, I'm not bragging, man. And I can attest to this by saying that reading the Bible, I found... let me say this. Ron Fenwick said this. The answers to our problems are in the Bible. They are there. And we're not reading the Bible enough. I'm telling you, there is a Bible verse for everything. Okay. Point number three and last. The word of God lives forever. 1 Peter 1:25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. The same gospel message you believe saved you for all eternity, brethren. Let me tell you something. The gospel is the good news that you don't have to go to hell. I was on my way to hell, and I knew there was nothing I could do about it. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are all sinners. We can't work for our salvation, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. So I had to repent and ask Jesus, Jesus, save me and take me to hell, home to heaven when I die. It says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'm here to tell you that same gospel message is forever. That's why we can follow all the words that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It lasts forever. It won't falter us. You say, man, I know some martyrs that followed the word of God and they're dead. Let me tell you something, beloved. They're walking the streets of gold. And those that killed them, they're going to go straight to hell if they don't get saved. So it's worth following the Lord. We can go to heaven for all eternity for following God's commands. John 6:35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Let me tell you something. You have eternal life when you believe on the bread of life. He will sustain you permanently. The bread of life is Jesus Christ. John 10:28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Do you get what I'm trying to say here? The same gospel message, the words of God, because you believed, saved you. Let me see. There was a verse. Let me see if this is the right one. Faith cometh by hearing. Let me show you how powerful the words of God are. You've heard the verse about the word of God is powerful than any two-edged sword, right? Listen to this, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God, when you heard it, you believed and you got saved. We can, see, man shall not live by bread alone. Forget the philosophies of the world, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It lasts forever. All the commandments are lovely. How we treat our wife, how we conduct our lives among our kids, how we act at work, how we control our money, how we can conduct ourselves in business. It's all in the Bible, and it helps our life. You want to know what joy is? It's the Bible and following it. This is why, beloved, we can trust the words of God, because his words are eternal. They are the most important thing. The Bible says in Psalms 138:2, I will worship toward the holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. If God magnified the word above his name, don't you think we should abide by all the words that proceedeth out of the mouth of God? The point of this message is, like I said, so, especially on social media, Christians posting some quote more than they're quoting a Bible verse and all this and that. So what do you believe, beloved? Which is more important, the word of God or the philosophies of the world, the bread of the world? I say it's the Bible, the word of God. Amen.